感谢主耶稣的带领跟看顾。
Thank God for His guidance and protection.
那我们又能够平安的度过一个星期。
So we are able to pass another week.
然后在安息生日，大家能够聚集来敬拜神。
And we can be gathered here on the Sabbath day and to worship God.
啊，一起来领受神啊宝贵的道理。
And to receive God's precious teaching.
啊，这些记录在圣经里面的话，都是神特别的安排。
And all these words that are recorded in the Bible, they are all carefully arranged by God.
特别是主耶稣他所做的事情，他所说过的话语是这么的多。
And especially, Lord Jesus has said so many things, and He had done so many things.
如果真的要全部都记录下来，真的连世界也容纳不下。
If we had to record all of them, there won't be any space to hold them.
但是呢，神还是经过了选择，让这些事迹能够记录下来，这些都对我们今天有特别的教训。
And through careful selection, these things were selected and recorded, and all these selected words are edifying to us.
我们今天就是早上来学习主耶稣呼召马太这个税吏的一个过程。
So this morning we'll talk about how Lord Jesus chose Matthew, or called Matthew, the tax collector.
这件事情为什么会记录在圣经里面？
So why was this incident recorded in the Bible?
我们来查考之后，就可以知道马太为什么会被拣选。
And after we study, then we realize why Matthew was being called.
马太后来也成为十二个使徒里面的其中一位。
And Matthew at the end also became the one of the 12 disciples.
后来甚至写下的马太福音。
And at the end, he also wrote down the book of Matthew.
而这马太福音又被放在整个新约圣经的第一个经卷。
And this Gospel of Matthew is also became the first book in the Bible.
所以可见马太这个他被拣选，然后当使徒成为作者，这整个事迹连贯下来，让我们可以知道马太的重要性。
So from the beginning where Matthew was being called, and then he became a disciple, and then he became the author of this Gospel of Matthew, we can study this and understand the reason.
可以看到马太的重要性。
So we can see the importance of Matthew.
也是我们今天可以学习的榜样。
And this he also serves as a role model for us to learn from.
我们请看马太福音第九章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章第九节。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 9.
耶稣从那里往前走，看见一个人名叫马太，坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟从我来。”他就起来跟从了耶稣。
Verse 9. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. Follow me, he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him.
在这里简单的只有一个经节就记录了主耶稣呼召马太的过程。
And here this verse records the how Lord Jesus called Matthew.
那时候马太他是坐在税关上。
And at that time Matthew was sitting at the tax collector's booth.
所以他是一个税吏。
So he was a tax collector.
那么我们知道当时这个税吏呢可以得到很多的财富。
And we know that at that time those tax collectors they can receive a lot of wealth.
因为当时罗马政府他统治了犹太人。
Because at that time the Roman emperors they governed over the Jews.
那么要求每一个犹太人要对罗马政府缴税。
And all the Jews have to pay tax to the Roman empire.
而这个缴税呢，就由这些税吏去负责征收这些税金。
And these taxes are being collected by these tax collectors.
但是呢，在这个要缴税的额度上呢，就有点差别。
But in terms of the amount of tax they have to pay, it's not always consistent.
罗马政府要求这一家必须缴1000块的税金。
For example, the government require to pay this family to pay $1,000 of tax.
可是呢，派了这个税吏去征收税金的时候这个税吏呢，却可以增加额度，变成你必须缴1200块的税金。
But this collector, when he goes to collect tax, he can actually ask for $1,200.
所以呢，多了200块的税金就放到自己的口袋里面。
So this extra $200 can go into his own pocket.
那么一家一家的这样去缴税、去收税，他一家增加200块、200块、200块，他一下子呢，每一次的征收税金，他可以一次增加很多的财富。
So if when he go to collect money from each family, and if he collect extra 200, then he can actually collect a lot of money for himself.
而这样的事情呢, 百姓也知道,
and even these things are well known by the people there.
百姓啊, 要反抗, 不要缴这么多的税金, 也没有办法,
and the people, they want to go against the idea of paying so much tax, but they have nothing, they couldn't do anything about it.
因为罗马政府呢, 也派了士兵, 来赔这些税利, 去缴收, 啊, 这些税金。
Because the Roman Emperor, they also sent soldiers to go with the tax collectors to collect tax.
因此呢, 啊, 如果你不缴税, 马上啊, 罗马士兵就可以摧毁你的家庭, 那你的得不偿失, 损失更大。
So if you refuse to pay the tax, then the Roman soldiers can go there and destroy your home, and you will lose your home.
因此呢, 大家只好咬着牙筋, 咬着牙关啊, 就把多余的税也都交给他吧。
So the people, they have no way out, they just have to pay tax.
可是呢, 缴了之后, 当然这个税利, 得到很多财富, 可是这是一个不正当的, 啊, 一个财富。
So even though when they pay tax, the tax collector could make a lot of money, but these are unrighteous gain.
百姓呢, 也, 啊, 也不愿意跟这些税利, 啊, 做朋友。
And even the Jews, the people, they do not want to make friends with the tax collector.
甚至把他们当作是跟罪人同一伙的人。
And they even treat them as sinners.
他们虽然很有钱, 可是不要跟他们做朋友, 把他们排挤在社会之外。
Even though they are very wealthy, but they don't want to be friends with them, so they were being discriminated in the society.
这就是当时的税吏, 啊, 他们的身份, 啊, 可以得到很多财富, 可是却是被社会所排挤的。
So that's how the tax collectors are back then, when even though they were very wealthy, but they were being discriminated.
我们来思想这个马太, 他也是这样的一个税吏, 他得到很多的财富。
And let's talk about Matthew. He's also a tax collector and he received a lot of money.
有了财富, 当然他可以做很多的享受。
Of course, when he has a lot of money, he can do a lot of enjoyment.
他可以得到很多他想得到的东西。
He can get a lot of things that he wanted.
所以呢, 有了钱财, 可以买很多他想要买的东西。
Once they have money, they can buy a lot of things that they want to buy.
所以我们才有句话说, 啊, 没有钱是万万不能。
So that's why there's a saying that without money, you cannot do anything.
但是有了钱却不是全能的。
But even though you have money, you might not able to do everything.
所以马太虽然得到很多钱, 很多财富, 可是他的内心却是空虚的。
Even though Matthew, he had a lot of wealth and money, but his heart was empty.
因此他坐在这个税官上, 就在思想他的人生。
So that's why he was sitting at the tax collector's booth, and he was thinking about his own life.
他是要继续做这个税利的工作吗? 还是要离开?
So he was thinking, should I continue to be a tax collector or should I move on with my life?
可能啊, 离开以后, 他可以重新做人。
If I leave this job, maybe I can start a new life.
可是他就没有办法再有那些财富了。
But then he won't have that much money anymore.
所以这个对一个税吏来讲, 是一个, 啊, 挑战, 是一个征战。
So to this tax collector, it was a huge challenge and a huge struggle.
有这些财富很好啊。
Even though it is great to have all these wealth.
可是他又得到很多, 啊, 他要失去很多的朋友。
But yet, he lose a lot of friends.
就是在他思想人生的前进后退的时候, 怎么办呢?
So as he was thinking about his life,
主耶稣来到他身边。
And as he was thinking about his life, Lord Jesus was next to him.
主耶稣很简单的只有对他讲这一句话说, 你跟从我来。
Lord Jesus just said, simply, follow me.
因此呢, 我们看到这个税吏, 啊, 马太, 他在思想人生的道理, 啊,
So that's why you see, when Matthew, this tax collector, he was thinking about his own life.
我们来看传道书第一章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
第二节。
Chapter 1 verse 2.
传道书第一章第二节，传道者说：虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
First two, meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless, meaningless, everything is meaningless.
第三节。
Three.
人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？
Three. What does a man gain from all his labor at which he toils under the sun?
第四节。 Four. 一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。
Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever.
第五节，日头出来，日头落下，即归所出之地。
5, the sun rises and the sun sets and hurries back to where it rises.
第六节，风往南刮，又向北转，不住地旋转，而且返回转行原道。
6, the wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, and ever returning on its course.
第七节，江河都往海里流，海却不满。江河从何处流，人归还何处。
7, all streams flows into the sea, yet the sea is never full, to the place the streams come from, where there they return again.
第八节，万事令人厌烦，人不能说尽，眼看，看不饱，耳听，听不足。
8, all things are wearisome, more than one can say, the eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear is full of hearing.
第九节，已有的事后必再有，已行的事后必再行。日光之下，并无新事。
Now, what has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun.
岂有一件事人能指着说这是新的呢？哪知在我们以前的时代早已有了。
Then is there anything of which one can say, look, this is something new? It was here already long ago. It was here before our time.
已过的世代无人纪念，将来的世代将后来的人也不纪念。
11. There is no remembrance of men of old, and even those who are yet to come will not be remembered by those who follow.
12. 节，我传道者在耶路撒冷做过以色列的王。
12. I, the teacher, was the king over Israel in Jerusalem.
我专心用智慧寻求，查究天下所做的一切事，乃知神教世人所经炼的是极重的劳苦。
13. I devoted myself to study and to explore by wisdom all that is done under the heaven. What a heavy burden God has laid on man.
我见日光之下所做的一切事都是虚空，都是捕风。
14. I have seen all the things that are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless, are chasing after the wind.
我们读了这么长的一段经文，其实就是让我们来思想人生。
So after we read all these long verses, this is just to let us understand about life.
人一切的劳碌有什么益处呢？
So what is the benefit from our labor in life?
啊，一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。
For generations comes and generation goes, and everything remains the same.
这个太阳啊，也是每天的旋转啊，旋转。
And even the sun rotates every day.
啊，日升了啊啊，叫日落了。
So when the sun rises, there will be sunset.
这个世界还是一样的过日子。
And and this earth still remains the same.
这个风吹来吹去，不断的旋转。
And the wind blows here and there.
它要往哪里去？没有人知道。
And we don't know where the wind is blowing.
江河往海里流，海却不会满。
And even the streams fall into the sea, but the sea will never get full.
所以这个江河也是这样的流，可是永远流不完，它又蒸发了，成为云，云又下一下雨来，所以就这样子循环，一再的循环。
So the streams will never.The sea will never get full because it evaporates and then it will become cloud and it becomes rain again.
所以传道者用了太阳、风跟江河都来讲同样的一件事情，就是人世间是一个循环的一个现象。
So the author of this book talks about the sun, the streams, and the wind. It's just trying to tell us that this is a cycle and it's just like our life. It's just a cycle.
所以人世间也是一个循环。
So our life is also a cycle.
以前有的事情啊，现在也会有。
So whatever happened in the past will happen again.
现在有的事，以后还会再有。
And whatever happened now in the future, it will happen.
所以日光之下，并无新事。
So there's no new things under the sun.
那么这就是人世间也是一个循环。
So it shows that our life is a cycle.
那如果都是循环的话，那么人就会感到厌烦。
So if we realize this is a cycle, then we'll get frustrated.
世人所经历的都是极重的劳苦。
For everything that we experience is just labor.
都是虚空，都是捕风。
And they're all meaningless, and they are chasing after
the wind. 这就是啊，马太当时所思想的人生，也是我们今天所面对的人生。
And this is the life that Matthew was talking about, thinking about at that time, and also the same life that we're experiencing now.
所以在日光之下，就是这样的劳苦，这样的厌烦。
So under the sun, there's just labor and frustration.
在日光之下，当然就是这样一个循环的人生。
So under the sun, we just have this life that is in a cycle.
可是呢，传道书的作者呢，却要带给我们走向另外一个方向来看世间。
But the author of this Ecclesiastes, he tried to take us to a different direction when we look at life.
就是 改变眼光，不要再看日光之下。
And it's to let us to change our sight and not just looking at things under the sun.
要看日光之上。
And we should look at things that is above the sun.
因为日光之上就已经不在这个世间循环了。
So whatever is above the sun, it's no longer under the cycle.
因为在日光之上，就是看到神的旨意、神的作为。
When it's above sun, you will be able to see the God's work and God's will.
所以第三章开始就谈到日光之上，神的旨意、神的作为何等的奇妙。
And so that's why from chapter 3, you can see that it talks about everything above the sun, where it's above the will of God and also the work of God.
所以我们就看到日光之上的神，而对神存着敬畏的心。
So when we are able to see the God that is above the sun, then we will be fearing God.
我们就能够跟随神来走这人生的道路。
Then we'll be able to follow God to walk on, while we walk in this heavenly journey.
因此马太在思想他的人生。
So this is when Matthew think about his life.
我们也思想到今天我们每一个人的生命。
And we also thought about our life.
我们如果在日光之下，也是这样的不断的循环而已。
So if we only perform the cycle in our life.
生老病死。
Which means you are born and you get older and you get sick and you die.
那么这样的一个循环之后，人就消失不见了。
And after the cycle, your life will disappear.
可是今天我们就要看到主耶稣。
But today we have to see Lord Jesus.
所以呢，主耶稣来到马太的身边。
So this is when Lord Jesus came to Matthew.
就对他说，来跟从我吧。
And he told Matthew, come follow me.
这个来跟从我这句话呢，是一个非常大的震撼。
And this term follow me, it shows a great impact.
因为当时的税吏是被大家所排斥的，不愿意跟他做朋友。
Because at that time, the tax collector were being discriminated and no one wanted to be friends with them.
那么为什么主耶稣还愿意呼召他说你来跟从我，我愿意做你的朋友呢？
So why did Lord Jesus say that, come follow me and I will be willing to be your friend?
我们来看另外一个人也是税吏他叫税吏长，叫撒该。
And let's look at another person. He's also a tax collector, and his name is Zacchaeus.
我们请看路加福音十九章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 19. Zacchaeus.
路加福音十九章记载了有一个税吏长叫做撒该。
And in Luke chapter 19 talks about this tax collector. His name is Zacchaeus.
而且他是一个财主。
And he is also a very wealthy man.
所以他也是用了他税吏的这个工作，得到很多的财富，成为财主。
And through his job as a tax collector, he was able to receive much money.
可是呢，他仍然是被大家所排挤的。
However, he was being discriminated by others.
可是主耶稣却对他说：“我要到你家去住啊。”
But Lord Jesus said that I will come to your house and stay over.
我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说：“撒该。”快下来，今天我必住在你家里。
Verse 5, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today.
第六节，他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。
Verse 6, so he came down at once and welcomed him gladly.
第七节，众人看见，都私下议论说，他竟到罪人家里去住宿。
7. All the people saw this and began to mutter, He has gone to be the guest of a sinner.
撒该站着对主说，主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。
8. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, here and I now give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount.
你看这里主耶稣呢，要到撒该的家里来住宿。
So here, Lord Jesus will stay at Zacchaeus' house.
结果呢，众人看见呢，都四下议论说，他怎么会到罪人的家里去住宿呢？
So when all the people saw this, they mutter and they wonder how could he stay in the sinner's house.
所以呢，撒该这个是一个罪人啊。
So Zacchaeus was a great sinner.
那么大家都要跟他保持距离啊，不要被他沾染污秽。
And everyone had to keep a distance from him so that they won't be polluted.
可是主耶稣竟然要到他家去住，不就是会跟他一伙了跟这个罪人在一起吗？
But Lord Jesus wanted to stay at his house, so being to be with him, the sinner.
确实呢，撒该也悔改了。
And indeed, Zacchaeus he repented.
他说呢，我把所有的一切给穷人的一半给穷人。
He said he will give half of his possessions to the poor.
如果我讹诈了谁，我就还他四倍。
And if he cheated anyone before, then he will pay that person four times.
表示他原来的税吏工作就是常常做这些讹诈欺骗的事情。
So it shows that in his previous job, he cheated a lot of people.
可是他现在悔改了。
But now he's changed and he repented.
同样的马太也是悔改了。
And in the same token, Matthew also changed.
他是被大家所排挤的人。
He was also the one who got discriminated.
他是一个罪人。
And he was a sinner.
可是现在主耶稣说，来跟从我吧。
But Lord Jesus then said, come follow me.
你可以跟我住在一起啦。
You can come stay with me.
你可以跟随我，不管到哪里去，都跟我在一起。
You can follow me wherever I go.
这就是主耶稣对他的呼召。
And this is the way Lord Jesus called Matthew.
而这样的一句话就让那个马太得到感动。
And just because that single phrase, come follow me, it deeply moved Matthew.
别人不敢跟他在一起的，现在主耶稣却要跟他一起生活。
Because no one dared to be with him, but now Lord Jesus wanted to stay with him.
因此呢，我们看到马太立刻跟从了耶稣。
So here it says Matthew immediately followed Jesus.
而这件事情啊，也记录在路加福音。
And this incident was also recorded in the book of.
我们来看路加福音第五章。
Let's read Luke chapter 5.
路加福音第五章二十七节。
Luke chapter 5, verse 27.
这里讲的这个是一个立位，但是这个立位也就等于是马太。
Here it says it talks about a calling of Levi, but he is also Matthew.
我们看第五章二十七节。
Let's read for chapter 5, verse 27.
这事以后，耶稣出去看见一个税吏，名叫利未。坐在税官上，就对他说：“你跟从我来。”
27. After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi, sitting at the tax booth. Follow me, Jesus said to him.
28节，他就撇下所有的，起来跟从了耶稣。
And Levi got up and left everything and followed him.
利未在自己家里为耶稣大摆筵席，有许多税吏和别人与他们一同坐席。
29. Then Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with him.
法利赛人和税吏就向耶稣的门徒发怨言说：“你们为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃喝呢？”
But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, who belonged to the sects, complained to the disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with the tax collectors and sinners?"
耶稣对他们说：“无病的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。”
Jesus answered them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick."
我来本不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。
I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance.
啊，这里同样的记载，主耶稣呼召税吏啊，这个时候他的名字叫利未。
Here also talks about when Lord Jesus called tax collectors, and his name is Levi.
这就是一样的人啊，同样就是马太。啊、他是一个税吏，得到主耶稣的呼召。
So this is the same person, Matthew, and his name is also Levi.
耶稣也是对他说：“你跟从我来吧。”
And Lord Jesus also said to him, "Come follow me."
而这里呢，更可以看见呢，马太他做了一个最大的决定，就是撇下所有的一切来跟从耶稣。
So here you can see Matthew made a great decision, is to leave everything behind and follow Jesus.
他就不要再做税吏了。
Because he was no longer, he didn't want to become a tax collector.
他不要再啊用不法的方法来得到那些财富了。
He did not want to use unrighteous gain to earn money.
他现在只要跟从耶稣，看见耶稣就好了。
Now he just want to follow Jesus and see Jesus.
虽然跟着耶稣走啊，不再有那些财富。
Even though following Jesus will not bring him that much of wealth.
耶稣说呢啊，他好像是啊狐狸有洞啊。但是人子却没有枕头的地方。
Because Lord Jesus said, even the fox has a cave, but there's no place for me to put my head.
他不再有什么财富的收入了。
Because he had no income or not wealth.
可是马太他仍然愿意跟从耶稣。
But yet Matthew was still willing to follow Jesus.
因为他知道跟从耶稣呢，就是人生的至宝。
Because he knows that following Jesus is the greatest precious of life.
这也像是啊保罗他的一种感受一样。
And just like how Paul felt about Jesus.
因为他说了，我以前当作至宝的，现在我都把它当作是啊粪土了。
Because Paul said, whatever I felt the most precious before, now I just treat them as.
因为现在我已经得着基督。
Because right now I have obtain Jesus.
啊，得到基督就得到了全世界一样。
And once I obtain Jesus, it's just like I have the whole world.
这就是马太所做的决定。
And this is the decision made by Matthew.
而且更好的是呢，我们看到利未呢，在自己的家里为耶稣大摆筵席。
And what's better is that Levi, he held a great banquet for Jesus.
他现在呢，自己认识了耶稣，跟从了耶稣。
And now he knows Jesus and he followed Jesus.
可是呢，不能够只是他自己啊，来得到这种恩典而已。
But he wasn't selfish just to keep this grace for himself.
他思想到他的那些税吏朋友，他们同样也在人生的啊选择上呢，在徘徊，在十字路口上走啊，不知道怎么办。
And he was thinking about his friends who are also tax collectors because they are also wandering in life.
他们呢，仍然在犹豫说，到底要继续做这个工作，还是要离开呢？
Because they were also thinking, should they continue with this job or should they leave?
他自己是个税吏，他知道这里面的一个难处。
And he himself was a tax collector, that's why he was able to understand the struggle they were going through.
因此呢，他把握这个机会，摆设一个筵席。
That's why they grabbed this opportunity and hold a banquet for them.
也邀请很多的税吏和啊，跟他们一起来坐席，一起来认识耶稣。
And he invited a lot of other tax collectors into this banquet so that they can know Lord Jesus.
这也是给我们今天留下一个非常好的榜样。
And this serves as a very good example for us.
我们自己相信了耶稣以后。
And after we came to know Jesus.
不是只有我们个人啊认识了耶稣，得到恩典，得到平安而已，这是不够的。
And it's not enough just for us to enjoy this grace and this peace.
我们更要把这样的恩典告诉我们的亲戚朋友。
And we have to give this peace and grace to our friends and relatives.
特别是跟我们有类似同样遭遇的人啊，跟我们更可以同样的感受到主耶稣的重要性。
Especially those who have the similar encounters like us, so that they can know Lord Jesus.
我们去传福音的时候啊啊，要像这个马太一样，先找他自己同一个行业的人啊，这是一个非常容易可以沟通的啊一个管道。
So when we preach the gospel, we have to be like Matthew to first call those who have the similar profession as you do.
因为他们有同样的背景。
Because they have the same background.
一个税吏，他啊也在生活上啊遇到了什么难处啊？他的朋友们也一样会遇到这些难处。
So for tax collectors, when they encounter certain struggles, and they you know that your friends also have the same struggles.
所以呢，他赶快啊要把这位耶稣也介绍给他的那些税吏朋友们，也让他们认识。
So that's why they have to introduce Lord Jesus to his tax collectors' friends.
所以呢，这是一个摆设这个宴席的目的啊。
So this is the goal and the purpose of having this banquet.
我们可以说这样的宴席呢，就是一个福音的宴席。
And you can say this banquet is the banquet of the gospel.
啊，我们今天呢啊安排教会啊每个月都有一次的家庭聚会。
And in our church, every month we hold family services.
其实每一次的家庭聚会完以后，我们都会有啊，有吃一些点心啊，有非常好的这样的一种交通。
And after each family service, there will be a time for snacks and also chit-chatting.
啊，我以前听过啊，侯长老啊做过一个见证。
And I remember Elder Ho once made a testimony.
他说啊，当他负担那个大同教会的时候呢，他做了一个非常好的活动。
And when he was pastoring this Da Tong Church, and he had this.
当时大同教会呢，啊，在推动这个家庭聚会。
And at that time, in Da Tong Church, they had this family services.
本来是一个月只有一次的家庭聚会。
Initially, they only have it once a month.
可是呢，侯长老认为家庭聚会呢，可以邀请朋友来到家里，这是一个非常好的机会。
And they felt the family service is a great opportunity to invite your friends to come over to your place.
所以呢，他就在大同教会开始大力的推动家庭聚会的次数呢，变成每个礼拜都有一次的家庭聚会。
So that's why at the end, in Da Tong Church, they have family service once a week.
啊，每个礼拜当然在不同的家有不同的家庭聚会。
And each week was each family service and each week it was held in different places.
而且呢，特别要求呢，每一次的家庭聚会就要成为一个家庭的布道聚会。
And he also made it that each family service will be a evangelical family service.
所以呢，家庭聚会不是只有啊弟兄姐妹来啊来聚会来分享啊来啊吃喝快乐而已啊。
So each family service is not just for the brothers and sisters and to enjoy their good time.
而是呢，传福音的机会。
But rather, each family service became an opportunity to preach the gospel.
所以要求呢，每一次的家庭聚会，一定邀请你的朋友也来参加。
So each family service, you have to invite your friends to come and join.
我们一般呢，要邀请朋友啊，要来教会参加一个布道会，觉得比较困难。
Because usually it's harder for us to invite friends to our evangelical service at church.
因为呢，这些朋友一说要到教会，心里就会有压力。要去教会，我要叫我信耶稣，我才不要去。
Because whenever they felt they have to come to church, they received this pressure that they have to come and believe.
可是呢，我们说邀请到我的家里来坐一坐，我们会有一个家庭的一个聚餐活动，他就很愿意来。
But if you say, "Oh, just come to my house, we just have a nice gathering," then it would be so much easier for them to come.
所以呢，家庭聚会成为一个家庭的布道聚会，就带了很多的朋友来到家庭聚会的时候来认识的弟兄姐妹，也后来也认识了主耶稣。
So through this family service, which is also an evangelical event, you can bring more friends to come to church and know Lord Jesus.
因为他们首先到家里认识的弟兄姐妹以后，他们就觉得教会这些人很亲切，很好，是一个好朋友啊。
Because when they come to your house and they know the brothers and sisters, they felt that these people are nice people, and then eventually you can bring them to church.
那接着呢，教会有办的布道会之后，邀请他们要来教会，他们比较容易接受这个邀请。
So later on, when we have even evangelical events at church, and it will be easier for us to invite them over.
所以我听到侯长老的见证说，后来呢，大同教会呢，每一次灵恩会受洗的人数呢，就越来越多了。
And through this event, I remember, this elder he said that.After that, there will be so many people getting baptized in evangelical service.
因为呢，有这样的家庭聚会，家庭的布道，后来就成为教会的布道聚会，然后就很多人来受洗。
So through this family service and it's also this evangelical event, we can preach to more people and more people get baptized.
这就好像是马太，他这里摆设一个宴席，就是一个家庭的聚会。
And just like Matthew here, he held a great banquet at his house. It's just like a family service.
邀请他的税吏朋友一起来这里参加这个宴席，来认识耶稣。
And he invited his tax collector friends to join this banquet to know Lord Jesus.
我们呢，今天呢，传福音呢，是我们的使命。
And today, preaching the gospel is our mission.
我们不论得时不得时，都要去传。
So whether it's in season or out of season, we still have to preach.
我们请看提摩太后书第。四章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章第一节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1.
提摩太后书第四章第一节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1.
我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度，嘱咐你。
First chapter 4, verse 1. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in the view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge.
务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐、各样的教训、责备人、警戒人、劝勉人。
2. Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction.
因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师父。
3. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear.
并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。
They will turn the ears away from the truth and turn aside to myth.
你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
But you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry.
所以务要传道，无论得时不得时。
So preach the word.And in season or out of season,
得时的时候是有好的机会能够把福音传给他，他就乐意接受了这是一个得时的一个好人，一个好的福音工作。
In season, it means that when you preach the gospel at the right time, and then he will receive the gospel.
也许呢，他刚好生病，他遇到意外，他真的需要耶稣。
Perhaps he was not feeling well, he was sick, or he encountered accident, and he needed Jesus.
可是呢，有时候也会有不得时的时候，就是那个人说我不需要耶稣，你不要跟我传。
And when it's time that is out of season, means that you preach the gospel to that person, but he said, "No, I don't want to receive the gospel."
因为下面说了，时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理。耳朵发痒，随从自己的情欲啊。
When the time comes, people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, they will listen to their own desires.
所以不要听真道。
So they do not want to listen to the truth.
他们宁可听那些荒谬的言语啊，讲那些虚空的那些啊一些小说故事啊，他们喜欢听。
Rather they listen to the myth and those legends that they would like to listen.
可是这个时候，我们还是要传。
But at that time, we still have to preach.
我们传呢是把种子啊放在他的心里。
When we preach the gospel, we place a seed in their heart.
现在也许他是拒绝的，他不听了。
Even though now they rejected the gospel, they don't want to listen to the
gospel. 可是我们还是要讲，我们还是要传，把是把种子放在心里，有一天等候它会开花结果。
But we still have to preach to them so that one day when the seed inside them and bloom, then we will know that's the time.
我就听过一个见证啊。
And once I heard a testimony.
有一个姐妹啊啊，她啊有一个姐妹来受洗。
Once the sister came to believe,
啊，这个太太为什么会来受洗呢？
So why would this lady come to baptize?
啊，她来到教会的时候呢，啊，大家很高兴说，哎呀，这个太太啊，你怎么会来教会？
So when the sister came, everyone was so joyful, and they asked her, why do you come?
她说，
哦，
就是在十年前呢，啊，曾经你们教会有一个啊，有一个姐妹呢，啊，跟我传福音，啊，发了一张传单给我。
And 10 years ago, one of your church sisters, she came to preach the gospel to me, and she gave me this flyer.
她跟我说，哎，你信耶稣会有平安。有什么困难，只要向他祷告。
And she told me, if you come to believe in Jesus, you will receive peace, and you pray to Him, and He will listen to your prayers.
可是呢，当时我跟她说，我很好啊，我没有任何问题啊，啊，算了算了。
But at that time, I told her that I'm doing good, I don't have any problems, so he just leave that on the side.
可是这张传单，她就放在家里啊，放在抽屉里面。
But this flyer, she kept it in her drawer for.
这个一放了，放了十年呐。
And she kept the flyer for 10 years.
可十年后呢，啊，她遇到一些困难，她开始失眠。
And 10 years after she encountered difficulties, she has a insomnia.
啊，她睡不着觉了，她好难过。她吃药也没有办法医治。
She was not able to sleep, and even the medication wouldn't help.
有一天呢，打开抽屉了，哎，看到那张传单。
And one day she opened the drawer and she saw this flyer.
哎呀，这不就十年前有一个基督徒给我的吗
？And this flyer was given to me 10 years ago by a Christian.
哦，她还记得当时她跟我说了，你有困难向神祷告，你会得到医治。
And she even remembered that the Christian told her, if you have any difficulties, pray to God and you will be healed.
她看到福音传单后面还有住址电话。
And even behind the flyer, there is an address and also a contact
details. 所以她就按照那个住址电话找到的教会。
So she found the church from the address behind the.
她真的知道开始教会慕道，然后祷告，然后弟兄姐妹关心。
And so she started seeking the truth at church, and also brother and sister started to take care of her.
就感谢神，她的失眠呢得到了医治。
And thank God, her insomnia was healed.
她说：“哦，感谢主了，我认识耶稣了。
”And thank God, now I know Lord Jesus.
可是这张福音传单是十年前呐、某位姐妹放下了一个种子在她心里了。
But this flyer was given to her 10 years ago. The sister planted a seed in her heart.
而十年后，这个种子才开花结果了。
And only 10 years later, she came to church.
所以呢，我们今天不要放弃任何的机会。
So today we should not give up in any opportunity.
不管得时不得时啊，我们总是要去传。
So whether in season or out of season, we still have to preach.
我们把这个福音的种子传给他就好了。
So we have to preach the gospel and plant a seed in her heart.
我们不知道这个种子什么时候会发芽。
And we do not know when does the seed bud.
同样的这样的一种撒种的观念呢，我们可以看到《传道书》。
And for this sowing a seed sample, we can see it from Ecclesiastes.
传道书十一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 11.
传道书十一章告诉我们，撒种的时候呢，不要考虑那个环境会怎么样，你才要去撒种。
And here it talks about when we plant a seed, we should not worry or consider the situation or surroundings.
我们看传道书十一章第六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 6.
传道书十一章第六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 6.
早晨要撒你的种，晚上也不要歇你的手，因为你不知道哪一样发旺，或是早撒的，或是晚撒的，或者是两样都好。
6. Sow your seed in the morning and at the evening do not let not your hands be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well.
我们说这里的撒种好像是撒福音的种子一样。
And the sowing the seed here just like sowing the seed of gospel.
早上撒也可以，晚上撒也可以，只要有机会就去撒。
You can sow your seed in the morning or in the evening, as long as whenever you have the opportunity, you should sow the seed.
不知道是早上撒的有好的果效，还是晚上撒的有果效，我们不知道啊。
because we do not know which one gives you more success in the morning or in the evening.
可是我们的责任就是撒种。
But our responsibility is to sow the seed.
然后啊，成长与否交给神。
So whether it grows or not, it all depends on God.
因为那是神的拣选与否。
Because that is all depends on God's selection.
可是至少我们尽了撒种的责任了，我们就对神有所交代了。
So as long as we fulfill duty in sowing our seed, then we will not be we will not fall short.
我们在神面前就可以站立得住，我们就没有亏欠了。
And we will not fall short in front of God.
所以今天我们叫负责撒种。
So this today that sowing the seed is our own responsibility.
啊，所以呢，保罗才会对提摩太说：“你无论得时不得时，总要去传道。”
So that's why Paul told Timothy, whether in season or out of season, you have to preach.
我们看到马太，他就是把握这样的机会，赶快摆了个宴席，邀请他的税吏朋友一起来认识耶稣。这就是一个撒种的工作。
And we can see Matthew, he grabbed on this opportunity and hold this banquet and invite all his tax collectors' friends.
我们也不知道到底他那些税吏朋友有多少人啊，也来信了耶稣，我们不知道的结果。
Even we do not know the result that how many of his tax collectors' friends actually came to believe in Jesus.
为什么圣经却没有把那个结果告诉我们呢？
So why did the Bible not tell us the result?
因为那个结果如何是交给神啊。
Because that result is all depends on God.
圣经要给我们学习的就是那个啊马太的那种心智跟他的邀请这样的动作是我们可以学习效法的。
Because all the result is in the hands of God. What God wants us to learn is like Matthew, just do our job and preach the gospel.
所以后来马太他信了耶稣，他跟随耶稣。
So at the end, Matthew, he followed Jesus and he believed in Jesus.
甚至被主耶稣拣选为十二个使徒之一。
And he was also being chosen as one of the 12 disciples.
他也被主耶稣呢啊差遣出去两个两个一组去啊传道去医病赶鬼。
And he was also being sent by Lord Jesus in two and to preach the gospel and also to cast the evil.
所以呢，马太也成为十二使徒里面呢啊非常有啊有这种属灵权柄的一个使徒。
So Matthew, he became one of the disciples who was full of a spiritual authority.
而且写下了马太福音。
And at the end, he also wrote the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音特别是写给犹太人读的。
And this Gospel of Matthew was written for the Jews.
所以呢，他在马太福音里面用很多旧约圣经的预言呐 来应验主耶稣就是这位弥赛亚。
So that's why in this Gospel of Matthew, he quoted a lot of Old Testament to prove that Lord Jesus was the Messiah.
就是犹太人所盼望的那位救世主，就是弥赛亚的来到。
And Messiah was the savior that all the Jews were hoping for.
这就是马太福音啊，特别写下来的目的。
And this is the purpose and the goal of the Gospel of Matthew.
所以我们看了马太，他接受主耶稣的呼召。
So we can see that Matthew, he received the calling of Jesus.
啊，成为我们今天一个啊学习的榜样。
And he also became a role model for us to learn from.
今天我们也思想我们的人生。
And today we let's think about our own life.
我们不要只是活在日光之下。
We should not just live under the sun.
我们要活在日光之上，看见耶稣。
We have to live above the sun and to be able to see Lord Jesus.
然后我们跟随耶稣的脚步。
So that we can follow the footsteps of Jesus.
我们也愿意摆设宴席，邀请我们的啊亲戚朋友来认识耶稣。
And we should be also be willing to hold a banquet to invite our friends and relatives to come and believe.
不论得时不得时，都要传福音。
Whether if it's in season or out of season, we still have to preach the gospel.
我们是负责撒下福音的种子。
And our duty is to sow the seeds of gospel.
我们最后就能够看到主耶稣跟我们同在啊，跟我们的恩典。
And at the end, you will see Lord Jesus was giving, was bestowing great grace upon you.
一起唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
392